All right. Little excitement there at the very end, but it is 12:30 here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Taylor Clark. I am sitting in for Jim Burke this week on County Connections. I normally do this with the city, and I normally have John Morrow, but today I have Jefferson County Commissioner Greg Brotherington and his hairstylist.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Can you hear us okay, Taylor?
I can. Yeah, Greg. Thank you so much for joining us. And I had to get Jim to start the meeting from home because I didn't have his access credentials. So it's...
Can we do a sound check with Andrea? I'm here with... Is your... Plinus. I'm here with Andrea Plinus. Can you do a sound check, Andrea?
Radio check, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, all right, great. We've got little microphones on so we can be away. And I apologize for this, too. Our plan didn't work out on our end either, but...
Are you multitasking today, Greg?
I am multitasking, and basically my last appointment with Andrea, I canceled. This is not an advertisement for Andrea. She's great, but she's too busy. She can't take any more customers. So we're doing on the street today with Andrea Plinus, who's been my hairdresser, I guess. Not a barber, you're a hairdresser.
I'm both. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Joe of all trades.
And I think it's good. Andrea, you're located in Quilcene, right?
Correct.
So you're getting around the county and making sure that you're reaching out to all parts of the county.
I have people from all parts of the county.
There you go.
To me,
yeah.
So wonderful.
Good. Yeah. Well, thank you for multitasking on this and joining us on the radio. You're a good sport. So. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to start out, Greg, and say, you know, because I normally do this with city, I know about city stuff. And what are the hot topics in the county?
Well, there's a lot of big topics going on right now. We have a series of community meetings. This is the real big thing that I want to push. You know, we have one coming up. That's a reason it really feels good to be with Andrea today, because we're really trying to connect with the community. So we have our community conversations meetings this coming week, July 19th. We're at the Tri-Area Community Center at 6 p.m. And we'll be joined by most of our elected officials, everyone from your clerk to your auditor to your sheriff, as well as Public Works and DCD and Public Health and many of our department directors. And we'll be, sharing, actually this one we're going to be sharing an update on the Port Hadlock sewer is an extra little bit, because that's the real big news right now in on the Jefferson County side,
right?
Is, we're breaking ground and going to have a big kickoff celebration.
Oh, this has been a Port Hadlock sewer. Yeah, this project's been going on for quite a while, and this really allows us to increase density in Port Hadlock. Is that, can you hear me?
Okay. it does. There's going to be we're going to start cutting hair too. Sorry.
I was just going to say that was what that was about.
It's going to add a lot of density. You know, most of the phase one area is actually in commercial. Can you still hear me all right?
I can.
Okay. Is in commercial, but there's a comp plan amendment proposed by Bayside right now that we'll be considering soon. That would turn the Port Hadlock Motel, you know, which they want to turn into permanent supportive housing, into mixed use and allow for residential. So there's still some challenges on the zoning, because the sewer that we're building is predicated on a design from, you know, a decade, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is an old plan. These plans just take so long to execute that it's not necessarily reactive to the housing crisis that we're undergoing right now. So there's some big projects like the Mason Street project, add between 120 and 150 units of affordable workforce housing,
mm-hmm.
in the property that the county supported them, the Habitat and Jefferson Community Foundation purchasing in that phase one sewer area. But a lot of the first connections are going to be commercial hookups.
So it places, I understand things like QFC and is one of the customers there, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two questions. One, you mentioned July 19th. You told me the time and I didn't note it. So
6 p.m. All of our committee meetings are at 6 p.m.
And that's,
can I go over the other ones coming up?
Yeah, go over. Tell me the other one. And I'll mention them again at the end.
Okay. We have on August 18th, we're going to be at the Gardner Community Center. On September 8th, we're going to be at the Brennan Community Center. On September 14th, we'll be, September 8th. September 14th, we'll be at the Quilcene Community Center. And then October 6th, we'll be at the Home Tribal Chambers on the West End. Taking the whole county out to all of these, and they're all at 6 p.m.
Did you say the Ho Tribal Chambers?
Yes.
Okay. And October?
6th.
You just know these. Okay. And I will include those when we put this up on the website.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do we get video on the website?
No, we do not get video on the website.
Oh, good. I promised Andrea we're on a radio show.
This is different, I have to say, Craig.
Different. Different's good.
This is how we do it down here. I got to also say, Andrea, I have a question for her. Are you going to get the UD fiber? She's just off East Quilcene Road in the first section that the Jefferson PUD is bringing fiber in.
We just signed up for it yesterday.
Excellent.
So we're excited about that. We're very excited that PUD got a grant and it's being offered to our community. Huge, huge thing.
And it's being phased in different places at different times. Is that how that's working?
Well, you've got to, string up fiber all over the place.
Yeah.
So there's a physical, it's got to kind of be incremental just by the nature of this project. So they're starting on East Quill Road with this particular grant. I think they might be starting simultaneously elsewhere.
Does the PUD, does that put them in the role of being an ISP? Or do they?
They're the first PUD in the state that has taken advantage of this new legislative ability. I'm in broadband meetings across the state all the time, and it is such a privilege to be able to report the public partnership we have with our PUD. As they bring, here in Quilcene, we're going to have better internet than the city of Seattle here in a couple months. And it's a real role reversal for us. We're not quite used to that.
Yeah, no, it is. That's exciting.
Huge, yeah.
Okay, what else is going on?
Well, I was hoping to ask Andrea that question, if we can. Is that all right with you, Taylor?
Sure, you bet.
Andrea, you're pretty new in Quilcene, I know. When did you move here?
Well, our family moved here in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I did go to high school in Quilcene, graduated from Quilcene High. And my senior year, I was rhododendron queen. That was an amazing opportunity.
Right.
So I do encourage girls from our community to run for that because it's such a great opportunity. I hear a lot, I'm in a beauty shop, but no gossip here. I pride myself in that, but there is a lot going on around here. There's a lot of people that do a lot of huge volunteer work, museum, Quilcene Oyster Run, the fair. A lot of people are really involved in the small community.
Much like Port Townsend, it's really a community that runs on volunteerism and people being involved and committed to doing things with their community. That's good to know.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. It's really great. Yeah.
And like Port Townsend, we have a huge housing crunch down here too. I don't know. Andrea's got two grown kids. You want to tell us, are they able to live in the county? They're in the workforce now, both of them, right?
Yes. Both our kids did graduate from Quilcene High. One went on to college for 4 years, but he is now living back home here because there isn't an opportunity for him to even rent a place. He'd love to buy a place, but even those are limited. So he is renting from us on the other side of my little shop here. Mm-hmm. And then our youngest son is married and has I have a grandchild. Taylor can see her behind me. She's very proud of her. But he had an opportunity through his wife. She inherited a home. And so they have bought this home. So they're in a great place. They both, our sons, work for the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. One works on the Hood Canal Bridge. One works on the road crew over in Lofall. So their jobs are near, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have to drive too far to work. So it's wonderful, you know, that they've had no opportunity really in Quilcene, so to speak, but the working for the state is providing them a great income and stability and, you know, everything they need to flourish. So it's good. It's a good thing.
And Andrea is glad that they're still able to live in the area.
I was just, it's where I think that's where we were both heading on this is that,
right.
Right.
I wanted to announce there's a great project just probably a quarter mile from where we're sitting right now, too, as the crow flies across the bay. The Hood Canal Salmon Enhancement Group, in partnership with the Port Gamble Slalom, got a $25 million raise grant to redo the Linger Longer Bridge.
So I've heard about this. Yeah. Is this is like the one at Indian Island. Is this to improve the flow under the bridge? So it's to enhance habitat upstream, that kind of thing?
Yes, except this one already was a bridge versus that one,
was a culvert. You know, yeah.
Yeah. So this one, the bridge is not long enough, so it really channelizes the end of the big Quilcene River. They're basically taking out the existing bridge and lengthening it by, I don't know, 50 feet. We're going to get an update, I think, at the Board of County Commissioners on August 21st. So more information will come then.
Okay. Tell me again who, because these things go in one ear and out the other. It was the Port Gamble Salmon. This has to do with salmon enhancement. So it was the Salmon Enhancement Group.
The Hood Canal Salmon Enhancement Group.
Okay.
And I think they did it in partnership with the Port Gamble Slalom Tribe.
Right. Okay.
So we're working, you know, Public Works has a lot of interface now to get going on our side of permitting. The engineering's been done, and they've already been working through community development. So excited to see that work starting.
And the grant was from the state or from who?
It's a federal grant.
Yeah.
It's the RAISE grant. I can't remember what the acronym stands for, and I don't have my computer at my fingertips right now.
But your hair is coming off.
But my hair is coming off.
You're looking good.
I'd say yes.
And really, if I had rescheduled this, I would be out 2 months. It doesn't work.
Right, and that would look bad up at.
I get too shaggy. So I mean, you're important. The radio is important, and the audience is important. But
audience is very important. Yeah. Priority. No, I think this is good.
So there's a lot of work going on down in Brennan as well. I met just this last week. Wanted to talk. There's a real active kind of sewer subcommittee of the Community Center Advisory Group that's really kind of kicking the tires on the Brennan sewer again. So we just want to kind of amplify that just for a bit of historical context. Hold on 1 second. You're going to have to wait for that.
Okay.
Sorry. the razor is probably a little bit loud. I apologize. State Park Sewer, when it was built back in the early aughts, was built with extra capacity to be able to take the Brennan Lambert, the local area of more intense rural developments, kind of the city center, into that sewer.
Run over that acronym one more time. Local area
of more intense rural development, Lambert.
Okay, and this is how we set up a district that we can then combine. So this is so people aren't on their individual septics. We try to get.
Yeah, well, not exactly. I mean, like Quilcene is a Lambert as well, but doesn't automatically mean you can put in urban levels of infrastructure. But because this sewer is already in, it might mean that we can connect to that sewer. Mm-hmm. So we could not put a sewer into Quilcene. It takes a massive lift, you know. Mm-hmm. But because there's already one down there in Brennan, we'd love to engage with it. But it's Brennan, that Brennan core is also in a bit of a floodplain. And so there's a variety of different stakeholders that kind of need to come to the table. And based on community input, we really have a lot of those at the table. So we've We've got a staff member from public health that goes down to the meetings, and the PUD is in, you know, talk with the state parks about the potential of taking over the sewer. It's a very complicated, you know, enigma wrapped within a mystery that it's hard to unwrap it because everything has to happen nested. All these different relationships have to be built. So it's just one of the challenges that we deal with down here in South County, largely due to our Growth Management Act and trying to, you know, manage growth often means restricting it in some of the most marginalized, impoverished areas of our county.
Yeah. If you are just joining us, this is Taylor Clark. We're doing County Connections today, and we're talking to Greg Brotherington, County Commissioner, who is having his hair cut because he's multitasking in Quilcene. And if you have questions, I am looking at dj@kptz.org. John Morrow takes questions. Greg, if anybody has a question, should we have them send it in?
Absolutely.
Okay, dj@kptz.org. You have just a few minutes. We have about seven more minutes before we're finishing up here. All right, and now I question, where do we go next?
Where are we going to go? Well, I was going to stay in the South County, if that's all right.
That's okay.
For this particular update, I wanted to share.
I actually have a couple of questions because I'm sort of a, you know, one of my favorite things to do on Bureaucracy Now is to have Steve King, our public works director, on. And I just sort of, there, something about the engineering of it interests me. So, you know, mentioned that in Brennan there's a sewer and in Quilcene there's a sewer. Presumably that means there is not in Quilcene.
There's not a sewer in Quilcene. Yeah. And there's almost no way that we could build a sewer in Quilcene.
And so that, so in the case of Brennan, does that mean there's a sewage treatment plant of some sort, a facility, something?
Yes, because of the flood plain, the sewer, right, sewage treatment facility, it's an MBR treatment facility, much like the one we're putting in
For Port Hadlock.
In Port Hadlock, the you know, bioreactor basically. Mm-hmm. And it's up on the hill over the Brennan Center. Mm-hmm. And that means that it has to go because it serves the state park. So all the pipes, and you can see little connections to it all the way through town. As it goes through the town, it doesn't serve, and then up the hill to where the treatment facility
and then it,
is.
And then where does it discharge?
I think the MBR, I don't know that for sure, but I'm going to get a tour soon and I'll bring
that information.
Yeah,
so that's a good, it's
but
a good.
I think the MBR one has got an infiltration spot. None of, even that one's too new to function like Port Townsend where it just pours its effluent out.
Right, they're not allowed to do that anymore, right?
No. Yeah. It's in inland somewhere, but I think it's at that same site.
Okay. I find that interesting, particularly because, you know, Hood Canal is such a closed, is a closed system. I mean, it's opened on one end, but it doesn't flush in and out a lot. So we really need to protect that. And you know, certainly a lot of those houses along the water have old septic systems, and they don't always work as well as they should.
Right. Something else I want to notify people of, especially down here in South County, is we have a grant to do cost share support for people with failing septic systems who are income qualified. So they got to...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you do have a failing septic system, reach out to Environmental Public Health because we've gotten a second, you know, $500,000 grant. You know, thanks to some dedicated staff that are really looking at working on some of the equity issues down here in South County.
Well, and that's kind of a win for everybody in the sense that we now have, we preserve the environment. We help out people who maybe can't afford to maintain their system. Yeah, that's...
And we're also just kind of turning the corner, I think, at DCD. But I do have to give, I don't know, Andrea, do you want to complain about your sign at all?
My sign?
Yeah, I think it drove me crazy.
Oh, because I couldn't put it down on the road?
Yeah, didn't you have someone, like someone whose hair you cut, volunteer to come build you a sign for your little business?
Oh, yeah. And I couldn't do it because there's regulations that you have to keep your... business sign is 100 feet off, 100 feet off the road. So yeah.
So they have a 4x5 address marker. It's makes me shake my fist. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't seem like we apply a lot of common sense. I wish we could just ask the neighbors on some of these issues about, hey, would you mind if Andrea had her sign by the road?
Well, now this is one of those things I'm sure comes up. You know, people think county commissioners have a certain kind of power that maybe you don't have. You know, how much of that is under your control?
I don't have a lot of wave my hand power.
Right.
If I did, I would have used it or used it whatever branch I let her put her sign up. So it's these are just some of the realities we deal with, and mm-hmm. When it comes down to it, a lot of people, I actually heard someone compliment DCD. I was on a lovely boat ride down in the Hood Canal, and someone had a great experience with DCD. And I think we really are getting it under control there. But it's a reminder that a lot of the regulations that we have to enforce come from the state. You know, we're agents of the state as the county government.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's to preserve the environment and make sure that we don't impact our neighbors in ways we don't want them to impact us. So it's a challenge, but it's worth it. And we love it down here in Quilcene,
that's really
having the natural environment that we do.
Yeah. That's really government at its most basic, is how do we make sure that we all live together harmoniously? And I can see, that sometimes that means there's regulations and you don't get to do something you want to do, but it could then impact your neighbor in a way that you can't predict. We have a few more minutes left here, and I know you had some closing music, but I thought it had an interesting title. And Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood is the title of the songs we're going to hear. In your role as a county commissioner, presumably you have discussions with constituents regularly. How do you find those go? Are they acrimonious, harmonious? Are you misquoted? Do people understand? How's that going for you?
Communication is imperfect, right?
Right.
And people are pretty polite, even when they're expressing pretty strong negative impacts they feel the county has had. You know, we've recently had a 4th of July, right? And it raises a lot of strong feelings. And
about fireworks, for example? Is that what you mean?
I'm talking about fireworks,
yeah.
For example.
Okay.
And, usually if you walk through the issues and listen to people, they might start pretty hot, but I've had few people that we couldn't come to some, at least get to a shared understanding about reasons for things. And I think that if we just need to work together to create our social fabric. You know, I function as a liaison between the people and the government, and also between the government and the people.
Right.
And, both ways we need advocacy. And I think that's the part of this role that I enjoy the most.
I know you are. You're an excellent communicator. Thank you for being on here. It actually echoes what John Morrow was saying to me yesterday about, sometimes constituents don't contact, their government, their electeds, their, the employees until they're kind of hot, right? It's like if everything's going well, you don't hear from me. It's like everything's going pretty well. It isn't until it's not going well that maybe I then kind of boil up and boil over. And he was basically saying, I understand people are boiling over. Can we actually try to have a dialogue about this and learn? And I think you've probably encountered the same thing, that the communication is key. And even though we are not in agreement, we can then learn from each other, and I think that's a key part, and that's the reason I think we want to do something like County Connection here and have you on the radio. So with that,
I chose the song. Which one are we going to play?
Well,
we get both of them.
I think we'll get both of them if we start right now. So first, Eric Burden and the Animals, and then Nina Simone, Greg Brotherington, Andrea
Linus.
Thank you for joining us here on County Connections.
Thanks so much, Taylor.
Thank you.
Okay.